Hello, this is Ed Vitagliano. The podcast you're about to hear covers very important information. On the day that it was recorded, we offered a free copy of the book we're discussing for pastors. And we just wanted to let you know that was a one-time deal only. That book is no longer available for free. But if you would like to purchase it, you can go to resources.afa.net and purchase a copy of Dangerous Affirmation. Thank you and God bless you.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. If you want to send us an email, got a few yesterday. They need to be positive and encouraging.
Were they positive and encouraging yesterday?
They were positive and encouraging. And you can send those to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net is
anything,
our email.
Anything other than positive and encouraging, I don't think folks understand.
No, we have a file for
how
those.
Sensitive we are.
It's Ed Vitagliano at afa.net. Yeah.
I mean, that's the it hurts. It hurts when we're criticized.
Yes, it is.
Even if it's
how would you like to be criticized about your job?
Right.
With an email blasting you, how would that make you feel?
That's right. So send those K-Love emails.
I do unto others. It's scriptural.
Yes, as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
I like it.
Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. And all right, we are going to talk today. We're not going to do any more news, but we have a topic we want to discuss, which is very important to the church today in the culture in which we live. There's so much pressure on the church to surrender to culture, especially in the area of human sexuality. And we're going to talk about that today. Ed, you want to introduce the topic and our guest in studio?
Yes, we've actually had M.D. Perkins on before, but he's kind of our resident expert. MD is Research Fellow of Church and Culture for American Family Association. By the way, he's produced a couple of award-winning documentaries, The God Who Speaks and In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. We'll let you know how you can watch that movie for free if you've never seen it before. But he's also written, there's a couple of books. The first one, we're going to probably talk to him a little bit more about it today. And that book is Dangerous Affirmation, The Threat of Gay Christianity. MD, welcome back to Today's Issues.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Now, by the way, Tim, you said you wanted us to be able to do this. Folks, this is a very important subject, and it's also important for your pastors to understand what is going on in terms of the amount of pressure that is being brought to bear on the church and on Christians by the LGBTQ community. So we'll give you information. We may pitch a number of websites to you today. But if you want to order a free copy of this book for your pastor, the first 100 people to do so, to order a free copy of Dangerous Affirmation, you can simply email ordersupport@afa.net. That goes to the folks who handle our orders. ordersupport@afa.net, you can order a free copy of MD's book.
One copy
for your pastor.
Per person.
Yes, per pastor.
And we talked about this before the show, Ed, because this book that MD authored for us, it's been out now 2 years.
Yes, sir.
It's critically important, and he does a great job explaining the whole issue. We want pastors and associate pastors and youth pastors, so those three would qualify, to read this.
Right.
And we don't want cost to be a prohibitive issue. So if what we're offering is if somebody wants to order a free copy and we'll give it to their pastor or youth pastor and we'll ask them to read it, then we'll send it free.
Right.
And there's no gimmicks, nothing. We don't, you know, we're not going to call you next week and tell you we want you to do a timeshare with us or
right.
anything like there's no gimmicks. We're offering right. the book for free because the message is so important. We believe in it. And that's why people support American Family Radio, for us to be able to do things like this without right. having to charge people sometimes.
Right.
So go ahead.
So the first 100 copies, by the way, if you want to buy
what's the website,
a copy,
what's the address? They have yes. to email this address. We don't take yes. phone calls on this, right?
No, no phone calls. You email ordersupport@afa.net. I've already talked to the folks who handle that for us. They are aware of what we're doing. They'll be prepared. Ordersupport@afa.net and say, I want a free copy of Dangerous Affirmation for my pastor. And they will get in touch with you and get that book to you. Now, later, if you want to buy a copy of this book, we have plenty in our store. I am going to give you that information later in the program, yeah. The email address or the website, rather, just so I don't confuse you with a bunch of stuff. Ordersupport@afa.net. All right. MD, we brought you on the program to talk about this. Now, we've talked before the program, you and I. This kind of started because of what happened last week with Alistair Begg, Pastor Alistair Begg. This is not really about Pastor Begg. We wanted to talk to you about this question. For folks who listen on a regular basis, who heard all the talk about Alistair Begg last week, and it might have been the weekend, over the weekend before that, how do I know if my pastor is starting to go soft on this issue? What kind of language should I look out for? We're going to start there, and then, you know, Wesley and Steve and Tim will have questions. But for those who are listening, how do I know if my pastor is starting to go soft on this issue? What language should I look for? And you do want to make a point about Pastor Alistair Begg and his views on homosexuality, too, before we go any further.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of things to be listening for when it comes to anyone, whether it's your pastor or whether it's a friend or whether it's a Christian leader or some author or somebody. One of the first things I listen for is how and where Scripture is used in what they're saying. And is Scripture reverenced or is it minimized? Would you play the clip of Andy Stanley, clip number 12?
And I know the verses. I know the clobber passages, right? Goodness. I know 1 Corinthians 6, and I know Leviticus, and I know Romans 1. It's so interesting to talk about all that stuff. But just, oh my goodness, a gay man or woman who wants to worship their heavenly Father, who did not answer the cry of their heart when they were 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. God said no, and they still love God. We have some things to learn from a group of men and women who love Jesus that much and who want to worship with us. And I know the verses. I know the clobber passages, right? We got to figure this out. And you know what? I think you are.
So there you have an example of somebody who is minimizing the scriptural descriptions of these things. You know, the clobber passages, that's just a derogatory term that activists and others have placed on the six passages in the Old and New Testament that directly reference homosexuality. And
it says don't do it.
Right, exactly. You know, it's very clear. These aren't These aren't passages that you can kind of read one of two ways, you know, or something. It's very obvious what they're saying, but you know, this is one of those things where there's always this emotionally manipulative kind of statement within that that says that, you know, gay people already know that it's wrong. They don't need to be reminded of that. We already know what the passages say. And so they just need to hear that they're loved. They don't need the kind of shame that comes along with the passages. Well, of course, this completely undercuts 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 that says all scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God is fully equipped for every good work, right? I mean, that all of scripture is used for that purpose. And though if you're counseling someone, the quote-unquote, those passages are not what you would always go to and exclusively focus on. You know, there's a whole counsel of God there. But when a pastor or church leader minimizes what the scripture says on those areas and minimizes the use of those passages.
Which Andy
as well.
Stanley clearly just did.
Which he did.
He was almost Andy Stanley right there mocking the scripture.
He was.
I mean, that was kind of scary to listen to.
Yeah.
A little bit because, huh? Am I the only one who was thinking that?
No, not at Absolutely. All. No, I've listened to that one. I've also listened. That's a portion of a 30 to 40 minute sermon.
Think about that for
a second. From the pulpit.
Really?
Yeah. And that was a part of a bigger series in which it only gets worse.
Right.
I've listened to it.
Why is Andy Stanley doing that? I have more respect. Understand how I'm using the word. I have more respect for somebody who says, I don't believe the Bible teaches that homosexuality is a sin.
Yeah.
I think it's antiquated or I don't believe in
out of date.
I don't believe in Romans 1. I think it's metaphoric. It's talking about something else. I have more respect for somebody like that than somebody like Andy Stanley who says, yeah, I know all the sin. I know all the Bible verses where it calls it a sin, but guess what? We're going to celebrate it here in our church by letting people participate because they want to live in open sin to God, but we want to let them.
But they don't want to be judged by you.
No call for repentance.
Sure.
They just can come here and celebrate. Listen, let me say one other thing about this. I also don't want to minimize the struggles that these folks go through. By these folks, I'm talking about the gay and lesbian. I don't know about the transgender. That's a whole new world out there now. But
people that are regretting it.
Yeah, but if you listen to people who've been in that lifestyle, it's a the same way that we heterosexually are attracted to the opposite sex. Now that's confined with marriage. They're talking about acting out on your sexuality, the Bible teaches. These people have an unnatural attraction to the same sex, and they have to deal with that. And that's real, and it's powerful. I've known a number of people who've, not close personal friends, but who've been in the homosexual lifestyle. They left it. They accepted the Lord. They tried to be celibate, and then they slipped back into it again. Have you seen this? MD.
Yeah.
So we don't want to minimize the struggles and the temptations that these people go through on a regular basis. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. I mean, that's part of the hook of this, right? Is the emotional appeal, the compassionate side, the Christian who, you know, no Christian wants to be said that you're unloving or unkind or a bigot.
Or hateful. We get called a hate group.
Exactly. I mean,
we're not hateful.
The love ethic is so central to who we are as believers. You know, we love God and we love our neighbor. So that's part of how there's the emotional manipulation that happens when a church leader or somebody kind of says this and emphasizes this other side and wants to de-emphasize what the scripture says.
I got a question. So in order to continue, by the way, this is a really good discussion. You've discussed this many times on our network in different ways. You can go to our YouTube channel, American Family Association YouTube channel. There's another interview where Michael Perkins is on Walker's program, The Core, where it's 15 minutes cut up. There's also some smaller clips. And then you've got Cultural Institute on this. We've got a lot of really good resources. In his image, the documentary. So we've got those. We need to mention those again at the end of the program, and we'll link those to our Facebook page as well. With that said, as we're continuing this discussion, one angle or one portion of this that is often, we don't hardly ever get to, because most of the time Christians are having to defend themselves, right? But what I would like for you to take just a minute or two to explain biblically what is something that when we're accused of being judgmental or condemning, biblically, in its proper context, what is some areas that, what does that look like biblically if it's done wrongly? Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay. For example, I would not say that if we're using the Begg example.
Pastor Alistair Begg.
Alistair Begg. I would say because if I don't go to a gay wedding, I would say, me personally, that is a biblical thing not to go to affirm or to celebrate a homosexual wedding. He said, his position, which makes up a lot of this movement, which is if you don't go, then you're reaffirming that you're being condemning or you're being, which was part judgmental. Of his follow-ups, judgmental. What I'm asking is, what is the proper definition biblically of condemning or judgmental?
Yeah.
The proper one.
Well, I think you could look at it from the other angle as what is the biblical definition of love? You know, because essentially we're talking about what is Christian love and what does the Christian witness require of love. And one of the statements, of course, 1 Corinthians 13, you go through the whole list, it's patient, it's kind, it doesn't envy or boast. But there's also the statement, love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. And for a Christian to go to a gay wedding and to sit there, you are lending your affirmation, whether you think in your heart that you're doing that or not, your presence there is that public witness. And so
that's the whole purpose. That's the whole reason you got an invitation.
Exactly.
Come and celebrate with us.
And the other side of this that I would say, just regarding Alistair Begg's comments, and what's so frustrating about them and sad is that it's a betrayal of the pastoral trust that he has. Because the thing is, if you've ever talked to a mother or father or grandmother or grandfather of a child who identifies as gay or transgender, these parents are overburdened with guilt and confusion because they are being bombarded with the question and the statement that they are unloving by their Christian convictions. And so for that grandmother to even ask the question of Pastor Begg, why is she asking that question? It's because she's looking to have her confidence reaffirmed in the truth of what the scripture says and to be able to feel with certainty that she is making the right decision, because even, you know, he says that she's kind of surprised by his answer,
yes.
You know, which tells me that was not what she was expecting to hear, because she was looking to this Christian leader for that kind of confidence, that reaffirmation that you were on the right path.
Yeah.
There are so many ways that you show love besides just attending a ceremony.
Exactly.
And if you've been a part of this child's life, which obviously you have as a parent or grandparent, then there's so many ways that you've been active in this that love will show through, even though you're being called to reject that. And the claim that's being made by the child and by the culture is that you are unloving and unkind and bigoted by your decision not to be there. And so that's just pastoral malpractice.
Let me reset the show here. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman. That was the voice of M.D. Perkins, who's with us in studio, and Steve Jordahl, our news guy's here. And Steve has the next question. But Ed, M.D. has authored a book. That's the reason he's in studio with us, which is very helpful
yes.
for people who want to understand what's going on with the LGBTQ movement in America, how that's impacting the church, and has answers to questions and a biblical response. You want to
give that absolutely. The name of the book is Dangerous Affirmation, The Threat of Gay Christianity. This will, let me tell you something, folks. This book is perhaps the best thing out there. M.D. Perkins, who wrote this, has gotten all sorts of compliments from outside the ministry. He will answer your questions about how do you interpret the Bible in terms of quote-unquote gay theology, what does the Bible mean, all those kinds of things, the church, personal, group identity, political activism, all of that is covered. And we want to make available to your pastor a free copy. The first 100 people to email and request a free copy of Dangerous Affirmation for your pastor or youth pastor, we will send it to you free. To do that, to order that free copy, send an email to this address, ordersupport@afa.net, ordersupport@afa.net.
MD, if Andy Stanley and Alistair Begg are doing it wrong, what if a pastor feels that God is calling him to bring the gospel inroads into the LGBT community? What should they do? What's right?
So there's a number of things that that you would want to hear, I would think, from someone who's trying to make those kinds of inroads or be able to pastorally care for people who are identifying in that way. And one of the first things I want to hear is that there's no vagueness. There's no wishy-washy. There's no trying to make this appeal to the broader group while you're kind of minimizing what the scripture says in this other area. Because before you can offer any real pastoral care or support, you have to be clear about what the scripture actually says, that you are trying to guide someone toward a right understanding of God and a right understanding of themselves. Because a lot of these identities, I mean, that comes from a wrong way of thinking about yourself and a wrong way of trying to take on this identity as a gay Christian or as a homosexual, because the idea is that, well, I mean, the scripture says these are dishonorable passions. And that word passion is pathos in the Greek, which actually means a feeling that the mind suffers. So this is not just, that's just not talking about exclusively those who engage in the behavior, you know, and actually go out and are sexually active. This is just talking about the way that you even perceive yourself and identity and some of those formations. And so I would want to hear that a pastor or church leader is very cognizant of those identity components and able to not only lead people through understanding how to think about sexuality, but also thinking about relationships that they have with others, you know, because so much of this is usually tied to your perception of yourself as well as your perception of relationships with members of the same sex. And so a lot of that is at work there. I mean, bitterness, anger, pride, arrogance, these are root sins that are underneath the larger issues of homosexuality. And so if a pastor goes in there and is just like, I'm just going to try and make inroads and show people that we love them, I mean, that's a first step. But in terms of actually doing productive ministry, you'd want to see moving a step forward further than that.
The gospel is able to handle it.
Absolutely.
Folks, some points of housekeeping here. We are talking with M.D. Perkins, who's the author of Dangerous Affirmation, The Threat of Gay Christianity. Going to tell you how you can get a copy of that here in just a moment. I do want to make sure we make it clear that Pastor Alistair Begg does not believe, he believes what the Bible teaches about homosexuality. All right, he does not believe that gay marriage, so-called gay marriage, is right. He's opposed to homosexual marriage. The controversy over his statements were about whether or not Christians should attend a homosexual marriage. So I do want to make that point.
And
clear.
Take a gift.
And yeah, he said, and take a gift with you. All right. So the book, Dangerous Affirmation, The Threat of Gay Christianity, we are making a copy available to you for your pastor, free of charge, your pastor or youth pastor, to for the first 100 people who want a copy. You send an email to ordersupport@afa.net, ordersupport@afa.net. Please mention in the email, I would like a free copy of Dangerous Affirmation for my pastor, so they will know what the email's for. If you just want a copy for yourself, or you want to buy copies for your Sunday school class or whatever, you can purchase a copy. Go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. And if you want to watch the movie In His Image, free, it is an award-winning film. M.D. Perkins produced and directed it. Go to inhisimage.movie, inhisimage.movie. I know that's a lot of websites and email addresses, but we did want to make those things available.
We've got 2 minutes left. M.D., what's some of the what's the final thing that you would like our audience to know in the final 2 minutes that we have based on what you've prepared for today?
Well, so listen to what is being said, but also listen to what isn't being said, because there are a number of things that you can hear on both fronts that show subtle inroads or subtle accommodations that are being made to LGBT, to the movement or to those around. So, you know, just be aware that there are wolves out there and there are people who are trying to, some people are intentionally trying to deceive and some people are misled, but yeah. You know, just be on guard.
And listen, every one of us are sinners and every one of us needs forgiveness of our sins, right? And homosexuals are no different in that regard. We almost come to Jesus for forgiveness of sins. We repent and we change our lifestyle. That's what the Bible calls us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Can you get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we're just trying to help on this issue. We can't accept into the church as okay what the Bible says is sinful.
Right.
cannot do it. We have to stand firm. We'll see you next time on Today's Issues.
Hello, this is Ed Vitagliano. The podcast you're about to hear covers very important information. On the day that it was recorded, we offered a free copy of the book we're discussing for pastors, and we just wanted to let you know that was a one-time deal only. That book is no longer available for free, but if you would like to purchase it, you can go to resources.afa.net and purchase a copy of Dangerous Affirmation. Thank you, and God bless you.